Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, yeah, we missed you guys last week, but I had freaking car trouble, and it just led to all kinds of crap. With me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hi, Joe and Andrew.
Hello. And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
William Doolittle at your service, aka Will Do.
I like that. I don't even know what that's from.
The Office.
Oh man, you know, I've never watched that show, and everybody's like, "You're an idiot." I've never watched that, and I've never watched Seinfeld.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, at least watch Seinfeld. Come on.
I can tell you that I've seen two episodes, I think, and they were the same twice. And I don't know if they're even the same one. I saw one where George pulls a golf ball out of a whale.
Oh, the marine biologist. That's a classic hole in one.
Yeah, okay. See, he was angry that day, man.
Like an old man trying to send back soup at a deli.
Right.
And then I saw one where there was like an ugly baby or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Kramer says he looks like Lyndon Johnson.
Those are the only two I've ever seen. I've seen him multiple times, which is crazy. But
you need to just start at the beginning, bro.
Yeah, somebody told me to get the box set and check it out.
Andrew and I had even kicked around the idea of doing like a little Seinfeld, little mini cast kind of show.
That'd be awesome.
But it never materialized.
Well, we should.
Man, you know what? What we should do is start episode one, and I'll watch it, and I'll be Andrew's character, like the new guy to Seinfeld.
Yeah, dude. Fight cast.
You know?
Ask the first season, isn't that great?
Yeah. You'd be like, ask Joe.
That'd be awesome.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening. We've got a lot to talk about because some major shit happened on the cruise, and we want to talk about it. So, let's get started. You guys ready?
Yes, I'm.
All right. Did you guys see the picture of Jericho in the bandit makeup?
I did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty cool. Awesome. Now, there were other people on the boat, you know, in the bandit makeup, but, you know, I did think that it was awesome that Jericho, it looked like he was doing a show, so that's even better. He did a show in the bandit makeup.
Well, Paul's like his guy as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, which obviously makes Chris Jericho gay. But the, that's a joke going back to a Scott Ian interview, if you guys ever saw that, where Scott Ian said, Gene Simmons was everybody's favorite, and if you liked Paul Stanley, you were gay. Okay, so.
Yeah, it was on that Jericho interview with him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no, I'm just asking you, because that sounds familiar, so I think, because I've been recently listening to all the talk is Jericho.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it came up, but. So we get on stage in the bandit makeup, and I think that's pretty cool. Nice homage on the Kiss cruise. It makes a lot of sense. When the cruises that I've been on, nobody did anything like that, you know? But Chris Jericho, he's a different kind of person. He's not just a guy on the cruise playing the cruise. He's a real fan.
Yeah.
You know? I know that Skid Row, you know, they were fans, Kiss fans, and I get that, you know? But they didn't walk on stage and, you know, I don't know, boots or anything, you know, it was just Skid Row, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Do it would be another rare makeup would be like Peter Criss, like the first album. You don't ever see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be weird.
It would take too long.
Yeah.
And you'd have to hire somebody to do it.
That's pretty cool, though. That would be pretty cool. All right, so let's talk about the cruise because my buddies, Bruce and Lonnie, were on the boat, and immediately when the first song was played, they sent me text, and they just kept sending me text to let me know what songs were being played, right? So I literally regretted massively not being on the boat this year when I saw the first song they did was Flaming Youth. And it was the first time they played that song since 1976 live.
Right.
Geez Louise.
I'm
sounded cool too, man.
It sounded cool, man. You know, what do you guys think? I was really pleased with that.
I was too, man. This is the year that I would have liked to have been there based on all the set lists. I mean, you got this killer, Sail Away, killer, Alive, and then Paul Stanley solo was killer. But anyway, yeah. I digest.
Funny. Yeah. You know, that man, as soon as he said that to me, as soon as he said Flaming Youth was first, I went, oh, shit. They really did dig deep, you know? So after that, let's go on. I Stole Your Love. Yeah.
Killer.
Killer song. You know, second one, right out of the, you know, shoot, kicks ass. You know, just Flaming Youth. I mean, that's not even one of my favorite songs. I would have just loved to have seen them play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's definitely one you don't see often.
Right.
Play it live before, though.
Yes, but the last time they did was in 76.
Right. Sometimes I think of the deep cuts that it should be shit that they've never done live, you
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
But it's still killer.
Yeah. After that was Ladies Room, which was the first time they played it live since 78.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that song, but it seemed to me like I thought they were playing it somewhere like around like World Domination or something. Maybe I just might be confused.
According, I went on this one site where this guy went back and did all this research. So
cool
to look it up. So then they hit us with Coming Home, and I'm like I've heard that before.
Predicted that one already.
Yeah. Which is
kind of cool electric,
yeah,
though.
It was electric, so it was still pretty cool. The thing about it, though, is, you know, like I said, but of course they can't play all deep cuts because then, you know, it's impossible. It's just, you know, they got to put stuff that we've heard before on the cruise. Coming Home is a really good song, though. And
it used to be a deep cut, but they've kind of played it to death, I think.
Yeah, ever since the acoustic Unplugged, you know, it became popular. After that was Plaster Caster.
Another one that's not super deep cut anymore.
No. Yeah, but still but once was cool. Was. Yeah. Still cool that they did it.
Hear it electric is cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I prefer electric to the acoustic, I think.
Really? I prefer the Unplugged version of
I know you do.
Yes. Let's see. After that came Mainline, which was a big surprise for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but didn't they do that last year?
They did, but I didn't expect it to be back. I don't know why. I just thought, you know.
Kind of cool, though. You would never expect that before, you know?
Yeah.
Like Eric sounds great singing it too.
Yeah, he's a great singer. He's got it out. He's got it all. You know, when you think about that guy, man, he not only is he a really great drummer, but he's a great singer. I like listening to him. I think they didn't utilize Eric Carr enough. You know, he could have sang more.
Yeah.
You know, he had a good voice.
Well, back then Paul could do everything, you know.
No, that's now, true.
Now Eric kind of hits the higher register things,
right,
you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Take Me was next.
Love Take Me. Awesome.
Yeah. I was pleased with that. I watched the video of that online. That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
Speaking of high notes, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. After that was A World Without Heroes.
Electric?
Uh-huh.
Weird.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I'm definitely waiting to, see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, you know, that they pulled that out.
Heard Tommy's playing, that big black acoustic with the white, you know, square pick card on either side.
I didn't see the video yet, so...
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny.
The ace one, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, so that's funny that you said that. That kind of leads us into the next song,
which
was Shock Me with a solo, an abbreviated solo.
More like that riff at the end of Alive 2.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. You think shit themselves?
People, you know, there's always that big argument about, oh, how dare they? But this time he's not in Ace's makeup, and I think he shredded it, dude.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Let's see. We got Love Her All I Can.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, it's been done, though. I mean, yeah.
Still, the set list is great, though, so far. So we're going to get to my question at the end of both of these. I have the main question of our talk here, but it won't be until after we get to the end of Paul's set list, okay?
All right.
So let's see. Cool. After that came Strange Ways. First time played live since 1975.
It's pretty cool. I got to say, though, I think Ace played it cooler when I saw him a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But it was still cool that Kiss did it.
Yeah, you know, did you notice that they had a, I can tell you I got a little inside scoop and stuff because I know people that work for the cruise line, but the, you notice that that this time around they had like a real stage, you know, lighting rig built up.
I didn't notice that on the sail away videos that I've seen. We weren't there, but
yeah, if you watch them again, you'll notice that there's a lighting rig above them, and apparently, right before they were getting ready to sail, they said, "Hey, they told them that they were gonna put like a some kind of cover on it, I guess, so the band wouldn't get wet if it rained." And apparently, the people on the boat were like, "No, it's like a sail. You can't like." You can't put this, yeah, anyway. So it's not on there, and I guess it didn't rain anyway, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
After that was Going Blind.
I thought it was cool electric, man.
Yeah, really good electric.
What'd you think, Andrew? I know you like it better acoustic.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the electric version on here yet.
It's pretty cool.
I shall check it out, though.
Yeah, I will do my best to see if I can find the entire thing online. There's
like this one video, this one guy uploaded, like Sail Away Part 1 and 2, but I think he skips a couple songs here and there.
Right.
It's almost complete. You can find it.
Yeah, after that was All the Way.
Woo!
Andrew's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty cool, but again, it's been done, you know?
Yeah.
But still, it's pretty awesome that they would do it.
Let's see. Christine 16.
That's like a cruise sail away standard, yeah, you know? Yeah,
it is. But still, I'm, you know, like we've been saying, not unhappy thus far. If they would have stopped playing at this point, I would have been so happy, you know, that it wasn't the same crap I keep hearing, you know, even when I see them live. But they did an encore. First song, Making Love.
Huh. Yeah, I saw that. You know what it kind of struck me about this one? I don't think they had this one worked up because Tommy didn't do the Ace solo verbatim, you know? Like, I don't think he knew it yet. He hadn't worked it up. Did you notice that? He's not ripping the Ace note for note.
Honestly, I haven't seen it.
Check it out.
I've seen a bunch of the videos, but it's like hit and miss. It's really weird.
Yeah, by now you would, like, normally you could find full shows of everything. I don't know, like, everyone that's there hasn't uploaded it yet.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Keep checking my YouTube every day.
Let's see, after that, they did a part abbreviated version of All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Very abbreviated.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
The crowd kind of sang it, which was cool. Paul sort of rapped a little bit.
Yeah. It would have been cool if they would have pulled that out, though, all the way through, man. It's just...
Yeah, that would be...
That would have really, you know...
I'd rather hear Fits Like a Glove.
Yeah. Hide Your Heart was next. That's
cool, but as we said before, yeah.
And the final song was Shout It Out Loud. No Rock and Roll All Night.
Pretty groovy. You got to save that for the live gig, though, yeah, right?
Which was the next night and the night after. We don't even have to talk about those. Basically, it was them in there in the Alive costumes doing the Alive album. You know, I saw the first couple of minutes where Paul was like, "We can't have fire, we can't have explosions, but you don't really need that, blah, 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 we're Kiss." Yeah. Anyway, then Paul Stanley. Yeah.
I thought the Alive shit was super cool. They brought out the old Marshalls and the Ampeg and the fucking candelabra.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about that for a minute.
It was super cool.
The candelabra, dude, was... When I saw that and then I saw the Marshall, it was basically set up to look like Alive.
Yeah, it was awesome. The white Marshalls.
Yeah, which was really crazy. And you know, I'm wondering, you know, they should do this again, you know, but the next time try to set the stage up like, you know, Love Gun or something. They don't have to have the stairs. They can, you know, fake that in some way, you know, and just have, you know what I'm saying? And the drum riser doesn't have to rise. It just has to have the feel, you know? Put the, you know, the bat lizard thing on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I always heard a rumor that Gene was going to bring that out for the Monster Tour, but I never saw it.
That would have been awesome. I heard someone had stolen that thing. I don't remember where I'd heard that, but I think someone had said that thing was in a warehouse and someone stole it and no one knows where it's at. It was on somebody's podcast or an interview somewhere. I listen to so many that I can't ever remember which one.
I don't know about that. I do know the cats were stolen in Atlanta. The cats that Peter had on the sides of his drum kit, you know?
Heard that too.
I know that they were stolen in Atlanta because... I read that in the awesome book, Kiss Alive Forever, the complete touring history that I use for the show.
Right. But did you guys think... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry,
I didn't think Paul looked good in his costume.
You didn't?
No, I actually thought that he looked like if I had put it on.
I didn't think so. Like, I saw a photo where it was like a split screenshot of them in like 75 and then now... And it was, like, pretty much identical, man.
Wow.
Except Gene. I didn't think Gene looked the same, but I thought Paul did.
Gene definitely is bigger.
I think he sounded great playing that Gibson bass, man.
Although I'm speculating that the amps, the back line, were dummy heads.
I think that, too.
Oh, I believe. Yeah, sure.
I even took really Tommy cool. And I said, hey, man, did you actually use those Marshalls or were you using the freaking Hughes and Kettner? So he hasn't responded.
Oh.
I want to know because it didn't sound like old Marshalls to me.
Well, when you see the sound check, like they had those old Marshall cabs, but those were the ones in their normal rig, which makes, you know, like they don't have like the Marshall logos taken out of it.
Right.
So it's just I'm speculating. They're probably used like the Ingalls and Hughes and Kettner and the Tech 21.
Yeah, the normal rigs, but like you were saying, the Marshalls and Ampegs were just basically for show.
Mm-hmm. But it's still really cool, though.
Super cool. It captured that look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the cool things. I watch the TMZ TV show all the time.
Yeah.
And they caught up with Tommy Thayer getting off the boat on the cruise.
Oh, yeah?
To ask him a question. Really? And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And they were like, we got Tommy Thayer from Kiss getting off the Kiss cruise. And the question they asked him was, I'm going to ask you guys to see what you guys think, okay? So here we go. The question was, how long do you wait for a first date when they're late? How many minutes or how long would you wait? So I'll tell you his answer after Jody and Andrew go. Go ahead. Tell me, Jody, go first.
Like if I was trying to meet someone?
Yeah, she says, meet me at this place. You go to meet her, and she ain't there yet. How long do you wait before you bonk?
Depends how hot she is, I guess. Well, like typically, you know, you got to give somebody a little bit of leeway. You know how transportation can be. I'd say a half hour.
Okay, what about you, Andrew?
Dude, I'm a dork. I once waited an hour.
But it's all subjective. Like, if you're at a place where you're having a good time and it doesn't matter if she shows
up. I was not having a good time, and she never showed. So, yes, yeah. Feel free, everyone, to laugh.
It's okay.
It was years ago.
Yes, please. I've waited on a date that didn't show up either, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I've also not shown up at a date.
I went to a blind one and said, no thanks, and it dipped.
Well, Tommy Thayer said 15 minutes.
Really?
Yep, 15 minutes, and he's out. Well, he's
a
married.
Busy guy, though.
Huh?
He's a busier guy than
he
most.
He is busy. That's true. He is busy. And then, Man, and then they played like a little joke on him, which was even better. I was like expecting to see it all over the web the next day. But I think what they did was they made him spell I cup or something. He's like, I see you, Pete. Anyway, let's move forward. All right, so
before we do, speaking of celebrities, on I saw Tim Ripper Owens was on the latest Bar Rescue.
Really?
Yeah, fucking weird to see.
I haven't seen any episodes of that in a while, but yeah, I like that show.
It's funny. That show. My dad makes it's a me good watch. Episode. My dad makes me watch it all the time. All right, so yeah, okay. So the Alive stuff looks cool, man. That's, you know, that's pretty awesome. I wonder if in their back of their mind, they're going, you know what, man? The next time we go on tour, we could take this show on tour and just do Alive. You know.
I'd rather they did like a Destroyer stage.
Yeah, that's true too, but it wouldn't cost as much to do the Alive. Just saying. All right. Yeah. All right. So let's.
Let me ask you one question before we move forward. Uh-huh. What did you guys think of Paul's vocals from what you've seen on video?
I thought that they were better.
I did too.
I didn't think that. Of course, he'll never be back where he was, but I did think that they were better. And I don't know. One thing I can say is, it's not like he's taken a break. He has been continuously singing because he's been on tour. So. Mm-hmm. That is pretty, you know.
It seems like the only time he really sounds super rough is when he's like yelling in his stage rap, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His yodels.
Yeah, his yodels. But like his singing voice, on, especially on the Alive songs, I thought he sounded pretty strong. Stronger than he has in the last while, anyway.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I thought it was really good, and I wasn't upset about it at all.
Nah. It's not bad.
Okay, let's see. Paul Stanley, I'm not even sure how much money he charged for this. He charged, you know, basically you got to, he did a private set, you know, and I'm not sure how much he charged. It was probably a few $100, and he got to sit in there. Yeah.
I think it would have been worth it because I know what he played, and it was pretty awesome.
I agree. Well, so let's go ahead with the set list. He started off with Coming Home.
Yeah, so it's a good warmer upper that's a song. Good,
yeah. After that, Hard Luck Woman, which to me was a surprise, but awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Now, let me ask you this. Whenever you hear somebody else besides Tommy or Eric, okay, Tommy singing Shock Me, we know how people feel about that. Eric, you know, singing, you know, whatever, Beth, you know, we
Paul
know.
Paul
singing Peter's song, how does that, freak you out a little bit, or does it feel normal?
Well, you already heard him singing on Unplugged, so it just,
right.
I think he wrote it.
Then it was like, huh, it's weird to hear Paul doing it, kind of.
It was even weird. Oh, sorry, Jody.
I just think, like you said, man, after we've heard it so many times, it becomes normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was weird at first, back in like 95, you know?
What's really weird is that night that Lost Cities tour, that Peter had to step out for a show, so they got his drum tech. Paul sang all of Black Diamond.
Really?
That's even weirder to hear.
You know? You can get that video. And one of my buddies was telling me he said the most awesome thing about that show was no drum solo and no Beth.
That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, he went to it. He said that when the curtain dropped and they saw not Peter, he was like, "Man, Peter put on weight."
Yeah,
I was like, "Damn, that's funny." He was like, "The best thing was there was no Beth." I was like, "Wow, that's pretty crazy." All right, let's go forward. Shandy.
Yeah. I like Shandy, but again. A little typical.
Yeah. I'm starting to warm to that song.
Yeah, I've always loved that song. Yeah,
I've been listening to Masked a lot lately.
Yeah, that's a great album. That's a great album. You know,
yes, it is.
Everybody says. After that was Hide Your Heart. We all know how we feel about that. Then we got Hold Me, Touch Me.
That was the one that like totally blew my mind.
Yeah. And he
never thought he would know how to play it, you know?
Yeah, he had the crowd singing, you know, like the chorus.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That was like probably the coolest thing of this set in my book.
Yeah.
I just never thought he would, you know how it's like he knew how to play it. I just never, there's so many other regular Kiss songs he doesn't know how to play. Like, you know, but he knows this one. It was just super cool.
Yeah. I agree. I was like, when I saw the video for this, I was like, son of a bitch, this is awesome. I missed this.
Never would have expected that, right. Ever.
All right, let's see. Nowhere to Run came next.
Again, awesome. Man, it's like, fuck. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous that we weren't there, man. I really am.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, you know, it's like, all we're going to be able to do is enjoy the video. But the people that were on this cruise really got... I mean, look, every cruise is special, and the first one was really amazing because it never happened before. But right. This one, to me, was, you know... I can't wait. I'm seeing my friends tomorrow that were on it. I can't wait to, you know, hear what else they told me. And they did tell me other stuff, and I'm going to tell you about it, you know, as we go forward. Let's see. Come On and Love Me. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they had that guy. He had that guy come up and sing with them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. A Million to One.
See, I haven't seen that one, but...
I was surprised by that.
I'd like to see that.
After that was Magic Touch.
I saw that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, at this point, this is another one of those. At this point, if I'd have spent like $200 to see this, I'd have been happy.
You know?
I would have been like, well, damn, man. I saw Hold Me, Touch Me.
Dude, you know? Yeah.
And it's like, that's worth $200 right there. But he did more songs. He did Tonight You Belong to Me.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. He did Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Andrew's favorite.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then he did Ain't Quite Right.
Yeah, I saw bits of that. I don't think he did the whole thing.
Yeah, so here's my question. there are a ton of different songs now on these two set lists. Well, even the Alive one, you could throw in a bunch of songs from there, right? That Kiss had not been playing live, right?
Yeah.
How much of this, percentage-wise, do you think we're going to hear the next time Kiss comes around? Or you think they're just going to dump all that crap?
Oh,
you
man.
Know? And they're just going to go right back to what we're used to. You know, War Machine, I Love It Loud, Hide Your Heart, Lick It Up.
Sonic. I think that don't you think that if enough people made enough noise about how great hearing these particular songs were, that maybe Kiss might think, maybe people really do want to hear some of this shit that we never play.
But it's easy. It's easy to play this stuff on the cruise because people in that spot want to hear this.
I know.
But in the venues, they want to hear the hits, quote unquote, fingers in the air quotes, you know.
Right.
The hits, you know. It's.
I would absolutely love to go to a Kiss show and hear, you know, just even a selection of what they did on the cruise, and I'd go out of there happy, you know.
Yeah. I agree. The next time they come around. Of course, I'll go and see them, but it will be easier for me to spend my money if I'm looking at the set list from the shows before mine and I see, you know, all hell's breaking loose in there.
Yeah, you know, Making Love. Making I Stole Love. Your Love.
I Stole Your Love. Man, those songs, you know, Tomorrow and Tonight would be great to hear. You know, it's like.
Maybe next year they'll do a live too. And they'll have this Love Gun set, you know?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Hey, what did you think about Paul Stanley busting out that old Kiss demo, A Mistake? That was crazy. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen that yet.
I mean, in a million years, you wouldn't think that he would know that song still. It wasn't even on an album. And he like, totally rocked it.
You know, this is exactly what the Kiss Cruise should have always been about, you know?
Dude, I know. It's like, man, it's actually got me thinking about going. Yeah. And I said I would never go because I don't want to fuck with the ocean. I don't like the Kraken, brah.
I got a buddy like that who's like, that's the thing. Two things keep one of my buddies off the boat, and it's Tommy and the ocean.
Tommy and the ocean.
Oh, God, that's... not good enough for me.
Dude, Tommy's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the
band. Who else they gonna have?
Yeah.
If it ain't Ace, you gotta... Tommy's the best, second best choice.
I think they should have Jody fucking Have-Not in the band.
I'd want to be the Gene character. Play some bass, I think.
I mean,
I love playing guitar like Ace, but if I was going to do a Kiss tribute, I'd be Gene. Except I wouldn't want to sing like that. So that's why you'll never see me in a Kiss tribute band. Ever.
Yeah, I'm a lefty, so I would look stupid. And I've seen a lefty in a Kiss tribute band. I'm like, it's
kind of different.
It is too different.
You got to do like Hendrix or Cobain, I guess. Yeah, do a Nirvana tribute band.
Or Iommi.
Do Iommi. Iommi. Get Andrew to come down and be Giza.
What, because of the Birmingham thing?
Be Bill Ward.
You see, Giza, your beard looks like a pen nib. That's how we wrote the song N.I.B.
So,
I still love that.
Okay, let me tell you a few of the other things that I heard. Okay, now I was told that Lita Ford rocked the boat. In the video,
figuratively.
Yeah, well, the videos that I saw, she sounded really good. And my buddies said, man, they were impressed. They weren't sure how, you know, good she was going to be. I mean, she's a solid guitar player, you know?
Right,
For sure. You know, but they were like, she still sang the songs really well. And
she do any Runaway shit by chance?
He said just a couple. But also said that that her solos were really tight and that she still got up there with like her double neck bitch, and was it a bitch that she had? I think it was a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, rocked that thing, and then she did the Ozzy, you know, song that she did with Ozzy, and
yeah, like a dagger.
Uh-huh. and here's the other thing. Now I asked how Chris Jericho's band was, and I like Fozzy. And they said that was a nice, pleasant surprise with how good they were. He said they said that band was great, nice and tight, and like they, you know. But they've been together for a long time, so.
Didn't people have to like suffer through Steel Panther though?
Yeah, they did. But as a matter of fact, my buddy Lonnie, when he posted on, I think it was Lonnie that posted on Facebook, it just said, just saw a Steel Panther and I'm not sure what to say or something like that. But after the show, man, they were in the crowd taking pictures with everybody and hanging out, and which I thought was really cool. I saw a lot of pictures of people with Chris Jericho as well. Like he just wandered the boat going, man, you know, I'm used to this. This isn't bothering me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I did feel like I saw more pictures of Paul out with people in the crowds, you know, in smaller situations than I've ever seen before.
I wish we were there, man. Yeah. I really do.
I'll tell you. Okay, and here's another thing. They had, like, they always, well, last year and this year, they had this Gene Simmons bass petting zoo. So basically, they had a bunch of his basses in a room, and you could go and look at them and then hold one. But this year, I saw pictures of multi basses, people holding them. So it's almost like they had more for people to have their pictures taken. If you go on my Facebook account, you can see, you know, my picture with Gene's bass. It still has blood on it. It's so awesome and gross. But also, I heard that there was a room set up, like a private room, and they had a bunch of guitars and stuff in there. My buddies didn't go and check it out because it wasn't interesting to them. But they said that what they could see was, they said what was in that one room for you, you had to schedule a time, pay $50, and then you could go in there and you can get your picture taken. Now, I want to find out what exactly was in there.
Oh, yeah, because you talked about this on the last show, right?
Yeah, and now because my buddies didn't go, they were just like, you know, the petting zoo is free and everything's recognizable. You know, all of Gene's bases, you know, you're seeing that and you're going, man, I can do this for free and it's Gene stuff, you know? So I'm really curious of what was in there, you know, because although my buddies are big Kiss fans, you know, they're not massive gearheads or anything like that, you know, and a lot of people aren't, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, you know, I was hoping
I would have paid the $50.
I would have paid the fifty bucks.
I'm salivating right now.
I'm wondering. They said it was like a drum set and some guitars, and I'm like, man, they should have set it up like the like we talked about, where they put, you know, costumes in there and. You could just
like the convention. Yeah,
that would have been pretty cool. And hopefully they're listening and they're going, oh, next year. I do know that the next cruise is going to be going out of Miami next year, same time. You know, I've always heard, you know, people from overseas saying, man, when are you going to go out of like Europe somewhere, you know? And and it really seemed like that was going to happen. But I guess, you know, with Six Man being based out of the U.S., it's just easier for them to do that. One thing that I wanted to tell you guys about, we are really good friends with the Podfather, Ken Mills, and he always puts together these really great, like, PSAs, you know, and they're really funny all the time. Like, I really enjoy the one, if you've never heard it, where there's an Ace Frehley one. My name's Frehley, not Frehley. You guys have heard that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway.
Dan Fothington.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so he put one together for our show, and I really wanted everybody to hear it. It's a couple minutes long, and I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys right now.
Between you and me, he keeps buying the same compilations and albums over and over again.
I know, right? He watches these bootlegs and then he mouths the Stay Drops along with Paul Stanley. I told him this show is the same as the last three he watched, but he said, but on this one, they are doing Tears Are Falling.
This is Gene Simmons of the rock group Kiss. The Kiss Army is lucky to be loved by their families and are supported by their spouses. That's why we are starting www.kissspouses.com. Kissspouses.com is the place where you can make friends and learn how to cope with loving a Kiss fan. Log on to share stories on how to deal with such complaints as,
you know, I like Kiss as much as the next guy, but come on, you know, you go into the computer and the screensaver is pictures of Paul Stanley. Everything's Paul Stanley. And then she, like, changed the Wi-Fi password to Live to Win. And then she got a tattoo of Paul on her ass. And it's like every time she's getting undressed, I gotta look at the star chart. It just ain't right.
And?
He would never want to go on vacation for 12 years. And now, every year, it's the Kiss Cruise again.
And?
And then, he wanted me to wear Kiss makeup. During Whoopi.
And?
And then he got angry at my daughter because she called Tommy Ace.
With Kiss Spouse's help, you can cope with your spouse's rampant collecting.
What do you mean you want to turn our son's room into a Kiss room? He hasn't even left for college yet.
Each membership to KissSpouses.com comes with noise-canceling headphones to drown out music or your partner's next rant on why the Dynasty costumes were quote-unquote no good. The membership also comes with 25% off to join the Kiss Army. If you join the family plan, you'll get 10% off all Kiss merchandise from caskets to condoms. Sign up now and during the next Kiss concert you attend with your spouse. If you prefer, you can join us at our Kiss Spa and rest while your significant other is rock and rolling all night. Join www.kissspouses.com. A strong Kiss family is a good Kiss family. KissSpouses.com. You are not alone. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love Ken, man.
Ken,
I talked to him the other day on the phone, man. We got some cool plans coming for you people out there.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, before we go any further, are we getting closer with Strange Ways Show?
Yeah, we're going to do it next week because of Andrew's schedule. It's going to happen next Sunday.
I'm in.
Sunday.
Yeah. So if you guys want me, I'm there. Okay, so that's something that everybody can look forward to. All right, so you got anything else you want to talk about? I got to ask Andrew a question.
I want to hear about Ask Andrew.
All right. So this brings us to our favorite part of the show, and it is called
Ask Andrew.
Anyway, what this basically is you can send us an email or with a question for Andrew. Andrew is our youngest member, and he's 20.
Little tyke.
He's 22 years old, and people are always wondering what Andrew thinks because he's young. He missed out on the 70s. You know, so
and the 80s.
So basically,
what was
they're going,
the 90s?
Yeah. So basically, they're going, you know, what's he think? You know, and so you can send us you. Oh yeah, this is important because I haven't said this yet in the show, but you can send your question to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com.
Gstring.com.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird because I go into places and they'll go, "Hey, can I get your email address?" And I go, PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. And then here's the crazy part. Somebody that I know locally that listens to the show, I ran into them at the mall. And they were like, "Hey, man, I wanted to send you something. What's your email address?" I was like, "Fuck, are you kidding me?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." And he's writing it down, PodcastRockCity1. And he goes, "That's the number one, @gmail.com. And I was like, "That is hilarious."
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, so our Ask Andrew question comes from Sam from Arizona.
Hi, Sam. I can't do an Arizona accent. Yeah. I don't know what that sounds like.
Sounds about like
Joe or I.
Yeah, basically. Here is your question. If you were in Kiss when they wore makeup, what would your character be?
Like I have to choose from theirs or I have to
pick a
character?
No, your own. I guess your own.
He's going to be Giraffe Boy.
Come on, we've all thought about this or something, right? I thought.
I got one for Andrew. I got a good one for Andrew.
Okay.
The fucking maple leaf.
Oh.
Oh, instead of red, it's black. You know?
No, man, yeah. How badass would it be for his guitar to be like a welding torch and like turns that on and a fire, you know. Now, Nikki Sixx had a bass that shot fire out of it, but this would be different because he would weld shit while he was playing guitar. And by the way, while blinding the front first three rows because you can't look at that shit without special equipment.
That's like real industrial metal.
So he could be a welder, man, and instead of makeup, he could just wear one of those masks.
Dude, if I was in like Slipknot, I'd have like a goalie mask or something.
We didn't even let Andrew pick. Go ahead, Andrew. You got to tell us.
I guess that would be perfect. Would be the maple leaf. Yeah, I don't.
So just a red maple leaf.
Probably like some sort of dinosaur. Would be pretty cool.
Andrewsaurus Rex.
Or like the fucking armadillo.
The anteater. That's pretty funny.
The chupacabra.
Gene is the anteater. He has the tongue and all that shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway. All right, guys.
Would Andrew play guitar or bass or drums? What'd you play, Andrew?
I'd play guitar.
Yeah. What else? I mean, that's his love.
Bass too,
yeah. I play bass too.
His big love is the guitar.
Mm-hmm. My warlock that I want to cuddle when this is done.
Oh, by the way, and I know this is off subject, but I will let you boys know that my son Jace did get his first guitar this week.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes, Les Paul style or what?
No. What I did was I sent him into the music store with somebody, not me, because I would have pushed him in directions. So I wanted him to pick what he liked. And I just let him, because he's 10, and I just want to be able to show him some, you know, chords and stuff like that.
Right.
So So I told him, all right, here's $150. Go in the store with that guy and get a guitar. And he wound up buying like a used Kramer. It's not a Kramer, but it's made whatever the I can't think of the name of the company, but it's made in the same factory.
Jackson?
Mm-mm, no, it's not a Jackson. It's Charvel. It's a really low model. It wound up even used, only cost about $90. But one of the cool things, man, was it had like three little toggle switches so you could turn on and off all the pickups.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which I thought
single
was
coil?
Two single and a humbucker.
Cool, man.
Everybody's sitting at home right now going, what does this have to... But we're all guitar players, and that's the thing, you know? We got the kid, my kid, his first guitar, and, you know...
It's awesome.
So today he sat down, and I taught him G and A, and he learned them both, and he practiced, and I was highly impressed.
So, nice to play Jane Says by Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't only need even, those two chords.
I'm going to go ahead and teach him that song. It'll drive his mother crazy. All right. So, Mr. Jody, do you have anything left to add?
Say, hey, thanks for listening again. Sorry we missed you last week. Shit happens, though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And Andrew.
Hope everyone has a good week.
I agree. I think everybody's going to have a good week. We're coming up to the holidays, and that is my segue to let you guys know, please listen to the commercials about all of the... Oh, yeah, I said that wrong. Let's start over. That's where I go. I'm not even going to edit that. Fuck it. All right, so basically, if you go on podcastrockcity.com, you can see a little Amazon tag there. Click on the Amazon tag and do your Christmas shopping through Podcast Rock City because they'll give us a kickback and it helps us pay for the show. I'm done with my plug. Excuse me. All right. We love podcasts. I say this every week. And it's not a joke.
It's true, though.
It's not a joke. We listen to so many. I mean, you heard Jody saying, I listen to so many, I can't even tell you. I mean, we've had to limit them now. There's so many that we listen to. And, you know, we love them so much. We run their commercials at the end of our show, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting podcast, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. And serious.
No, wait. Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
We'll be right back.
you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only KISS podcast that breaks down the entire KISS song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about KISS-related topics and non-KISS-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned,